Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm excited about our show. We're going to have Daniel Turner on with us as soon as I get done with my prayer and my monologue. We will bring him right on. There's so much to talk about. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are, for your love and your grace and your mercy that we do not deserve. Thank you. We ask a great praise for your forgiveness that we also don't deserve, Father. But may we be a people that always seek that. And we ask, Father, that we pray for our enemies, that they will come to know you. Bring them to you by truth, Father. Expose their evil words and their deeds. And may they see, as well as all of us, see and know and understand that your ways are always the best. We ask for your protection over President Donald Trump. We thank you so much for the recovery that he has made. We ask that you will put that same protection and healing power on all of those in his administration who have come down. And across this nation, Father, all of us. We ask you to guard and guide them. And we ask that you be with Judge Amy Coney Barrett as she undergoes grilling again today. Father, you CSE Talk Radio. Use power the future and bless Daniel and all that he does and those who are working with him and helping him as they fight for this nation's future, our jobs and our communities. I give this hour to you for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father. I pray. Amen. As I was writing my monologue today, it's kind of tough. I'm not sure which road we're going to go down, but I thought, well, you know, there's always a road. I was reminded just as I was finishing up, and I was running a little late, about John Adams' quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." In 21 days, which direction will America choose? There is a path less taken, and there is a path to freedom, and there is another path that has been tried numerous times and always leads to the same end of poverty and slavery. So with that, I came to, and I'm not going to read the entire poem to you. You know the Robert Frost poem. But in the very last, in the last two paragraphs, it says, "And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I doubted if I should ever come back." I think you need to remember that. "I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. America chose a road less traveled, daring to be free and independent from a king. The people should rule themselves. We called it a republic. The great experiment is what they call it. Now we just have to ask ourselves, has the experiment failed, or have we failed the experiment? For you see, we strayed from the plan, which was the Constitution and the rule of law, common sense, and even being a moral and religious people. We've strayed from that. Will we, the people, decide against living a free and independent life, against our Constitution and our Bill of Rights? Will we choose to walk away from freedom and into a governing of socialism? Oh, those social programs, how they feed and care for us, so. But when that happens, there is no longer life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. The left claims equality utopia, but that is a lie. Rudy handed me a poster this morning, and it pictures two different sets of lions. And one lion is in the free. They're sitting there, the breeze is blowing, and they're in the grass in the field. And the other one's behind bars, like in a zoo. And it says, one of these lions has security, free food, free shelter, free Medicare. The other has no guarantees as to the quality of life or security. Which one would you rather be? Dangerous and free or peaceful in slavery? Americans have been led for many decades by politicians promising to take care of us. And when they do, the cost of living is higher, health care is higher. Every time they fix it, health care gets higher, and you have less control and say over your health care. Travel and gas skyrockets. Jobs disappear. America becomes less productive. I mentioned to you yesterday, if you remember, gas prices during the Obama and Biden administration was nearly $6 a gallon. I think it was in some parts of the nation. And now it's under $2. Listening to the hearings yesterday and the idiotic questioning and the whining of the left, I can't help but wonder, America, which road will you travel in 21 days? For me, the choice is clear, but for many, they remain confused, which is completely oblivious to me. Today's guest, he's traveled a lot, and he wants the very best for America. We have Daniel Turner with us of Power of the Future. Daniel, how are you doing?
I am doing well, Beth Ann. Thank you always for having me on, and great to be with you and your great listeners.
Well, we appreciate you so much. I thought of you immediately when I saw this this poster over the weekend on Parler that, remember when? Let me remind you, and it had the gas prices. It had a picture of Exxon gas prices. It was like $5.89 a gallon, and today it's like $1.82 or something like that, or $0.89. It's under $2, depending on where you are in the nation, I guess, but... The choice should be obvious, I'd think, but I don't know.
Yeah, but absolutely the choice should be obvious. And your opening monologue was, well, it's always wonderful. But in light of the Supreme Court hearings, it's even more wonderful. If your listeners haven't had a chance to tune in, there's Amy Coney Barrett. She does not have a note in front of her. She has a blank pad and a pen in case she needs to write something down. And here mm-hmm. are these fossilized senators, and I don't mean to sound ageist, but, you know, Pat Leahy has been in the Senate longer than I've been alive. Here are these 87, 88-year-old senators literally reading word for word off of a script, feigning indignation and absolutely outraged. And here's Amy Coney Barrett, all from memory, all from knowledge, all from truth. And when you are surrounded by the truth, you don't need a lot of notes in front of you. You don't need staffers to prepare your comments for you, and all of the attacks thus far have been about health care and how she's going to take away people's health care. And it's frustrating that, A, people think the government has that much power to give or to take your health care, and B, yeah. And this is the hard thing, as you mentioned, you know, the government that takes care of you and feeds you, some of the stories they're telling truly are tragic, and you feel bad for these people. But no one on the left has pointed out that the Affordable Care Act raised premiums by 60% on the rest of us. And at what point isn't it unfair to me, a single healthy, relatively healthy, single healthy guy, why do I have to pay 60% more because that person didn't take care of themselves? That person didn't buy their own health care. That person, whatever. Why is it my responsibility? And when you ask that, I guess you're considered to be unkind or uncaring. And that's where we are as America right now. We're a socialized country, and we're going to get more of this if we elect Obama-Harris.
Well, you know, I was watching that yesterday for part of the time. I didn't get to watch the entire part of it. But most of what they were complaining about yesterday was even having to be there. They didn't want to be there. That was the first thing Kamala said. You know, we don't want to be in her. She was just up, you know, in another room in the same building. It's just...
Yes.
They are such hypocrites, and they whine about everything. And when Maisie was talking about, apparently she had a bout of cancer, and she's talking about the affordable... She doesn't have the affordable health care. They
no.
have a totally different health care.
She exempted himself. Senators you know, exempted themselves because they don't want it.
They don't want the rest of us to know that. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. We're going to power up this hour, and we will be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, on Facebook, we have a few listeners, and one of them asked a question about how come the gas prices have stayed the same for the last several months. They haven't changed. And I thought, well, that's a good question. I don't know. I know that things aren't moving, but I thought I'd let you answer that.
Well, I can give you the honest answer, or, you know, to have some fun with the liberal senators on the Supreme Court. Let's just say it's all because of God and God's will, and that's how Amy Coney Barrett's going to rule. It's all because of the working of the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't it be fun if she just answered a question like that once, just to let Dianne Feinstein's head explode?
Her teeth would fall out. I'm telling you.
The reason why gas prices have stabilized is because we have an overabundance of oil. It's a supply and demand question, and our supply is overloaded because we aren't using it as much oil. The number one consumer of oil, the main use of oil in America, is transportation. And we, until we see people commuting to work every day, and until we see business travel and the airlines at full capacity, we're going to continue to have more oil than we need. So while it's great that oil prices are so low, as we come out of coronavirus, which is going to happen the day after the election, let's face it, we will see those prices go up because the demand will start to go up. But I don't think, unless there's some political will of the left, which is what they want, we should not ever see those $5 and $6 prices again because America produces more oil than we need. So we will always have good oil and gas prices because we have so much of it in our country.
Unless Joe and Kamala become president. I'm saying Kamala will be president because they're gonna either tax them out of business or ban fracking altogether, and we will go back to being dependent on another nation, and we'll see the prices rise again. I think
exactly.
I think it's simple.
Half of our oil and 2/3 of our natural gas come from fracking. So that means that as we want to drill a new well, based upon the geology of that region, they decide, okay, well, before we drill, we need to frack it. Remember, fracking is only a 2 or 3 day process. It is not an ongoing thing. But if you can't frack, well, then you can't drill. And then eventually all those wells that are coming online will not come online. Remember, built into oil and gas prices also is future drilling and prospective growth. So they realize, okay, well, we haven't drilled this one yet, but as well A starts to dry up and we start drilling well B, we'll stabilize, right? And so if you know you can drill in the future because they have banned the practice, well, our supply is going to slowly diminish. And as the supply slowly diminishes, prices will go up and we'll get stuck.
Yep, and we don't want that again. So we're telling everybody here to vote against every Democrat from dog catcher on up because we don't want to see that again.
Yeah.
And I saw an article on your website that 107,000 oil and gas jobs have been lost during this pandemic. That's astronomical. But we don't hear that in the mainstream media. We don't hear any of that. We just keep hearing. My youngest Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and those are all newer jobs that came online as oil and gas expanded, right? And so as we were becoming more and more energy dominant, people were hiring because we continued to drill as it became more readily available because of deregulation primarily. But now there's no reason to drill because we have too much oil and gas as it is. So those first come on, first ones fired. And that's a really serious loss. It's 107,000 people who had great jobs for a little while, and they've all lost it.
Yeah, that's hopefully we can get this country back up and going. I noticed the CDC came out yesterday. Oh, yeah, we need to unlock everybody. We need to stop the lockdowns. It's hurting everyone in every which direction. And I started to say my son sent me a video yesterday from some reporter in Europe, and they're reporting that the coronavirus, the people catching it has gone up, but the deaths have gone way down. And they're trying to figure that out. Well, you know, I sent him back a text and I said, you know, people my age, we have a higher rate, you know, so we have the lowest rate of survival. And I read the other day that my chances of surviving are 94.6%.
Yes.
Lower than anybody.
A pretty good chance. And look at two very famous people who have recently had the illness and who recovered in a matter of days. It's our beloved president and Governor Chris Christie, who people could say is maybe a large person, right? overweight is one of the biggest comorbidity factors in it. And Chris Christie was in the hospital. I'm sure he was very uncomfortable. Yeah, and he recovered. So now, granted, we can't say everyone is going to recover, and that's a tragedy. But can we admit that this is not this deadly disease that we have talked about? Now, maybe back in March and April, people were afraid because they didn't know. But we've been doing this now for 8 months. Now we know what it is. Now we know how to.
Even then, the number of deaths were our older people. And a lot of them were in the nursing homes. We lost a lot of that. And even then, we noticed that they were catching it even though they were locked down. So the lockdowns weren't keeping people from catching it. And it wasn't supposed to keep. That's what the big lie is all about, or misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it. We didn't lock down to keep people from catching it, necessarily. We know we're going to catch it. We locked down to stop the overrun on the hospitals and the care centers. because they couldn't
put
us all in there. So that's why we shut down. Go ahead.
Yep, and we've changed that metric so many times, right? We did say it was 15 days to slow the spread because it was to prevent an overrun at the hospitals. And then we talked about the lack of ventilators, and then that became the issue. And then it was the death rate, and then now it's the infection rate. So I just want to know, what is the measure by which we are determining if we're winning? And if the measure should be the death rate, you know, you can tell me, well, 40,000 more people had it today. Okay, but of the 40,000 who had it, what's their symptoms? What's their prognosis, right? People have been flipping out about football players catching it. College football players canceling games because the football team, 12 cases, 15 cases, not even a hospitalization. You know, you have a bunch of 19-year-old kids who have a cold for a couple days. So we have all these panic headlines, but not one headline that says, yeah, they have it, but, you know, they'll be fine. So why do we want panic?
And we're heading into the flu season. So everyone, you know, those who are going to catch the flu, well, many of them take flu shots. I'm a rebel. I don't take a flu shot. I may have to eat my words one day, but I don't take a flu shot because I know that they're just guessing anyway. So I don't know what they're putting in me, and I'm not ready for it. But we have a lot of people that take the flu shot, that take the pneumonia shot, and they're prepared every year for that flu. So we're going to have the flu season coming out. People are going to catch it, and they're going to catch COVID, and it's going to be a big year. But people survive. There some don't, but the majority does. And I think we've got to stop living in fear and start living in freedom, and get out. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But get out. Quit locking yourself up. You know, winter's on its way. Get out there and enjoy this weather. The trees are beautiful right now. Get out and enjoy it.
Amen. And then you talked about Kamala Harris's remarks yesterday, her indignation that we're having this hearing on Amy Coney Barrett, saying we should be discussing coronavirus relief packages. Millions of people are infected. 200,000 have died. And my response would have been, can you not walk and chew gum at the same time? I didn't know the Senate was a single factor, a single issue body. You can't have a Senate, a confirmation for a Supreme Court justice, and look at stimulus at the same exact time. How is it an acceptable line of argument to say, instead of this, we should be doing the other thing? We'll do them both. Damn it. You make so much money. You make $180,000 a year. You represent the largest state. Do four or five things, because I got to tell you, I'm talking to you on the radio. I'm keeping an eye on my sheep. I have two dogs. I have to head into D.C. because I'm going on Fox News later on this afternoon.
Yay.
I'm juggling 15 things at the same time. As a senator, you're like, I can only do one thing at a time. Well, then maybe you're in the wrong line
president?
Of work.
What is she going to do as a president? Do you think the president doesn't juggle, doesn't multitask every day, every hour?
If it's a candidate, you're calling a lid at 9 a.m., Joe Biden. What's going to happen when you are the president and a bomb goes off or the premier of China calls? Are you going to say, well, the president called the lid today at 9 a.m.? He's not doing any more work today. So, boy, oh, boy, I don't know what jobs these elected officials want, because
the Russia-China leaders are going to be drooling. I mean, they're just drooling over taking over this country. I hear the music. We're headed into a break here pretty quick. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. And we will be right back.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
American liberty is in the fight of our life, and we need a battle plan. Thomas Jefferson stated, "The tyranny of the legislature is really the danger most to be feared, and will continue to be so for many years to come. We're under a political monopoly, working against the republic and calling the U.S. a democracy, which is mob rule. The battle plan has been given to us by Thomas Jefferson. When once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Every other correction is either useless or a new evil. November 3rd, remove the corruption and evils of the Democrat socialism. From dog catcher to senator, vote out every Democrat. Once the Dems are severely rendered in the numbers, the Republican Party can no longer hide in silence. November 3rd, re-elect Donald Trump and give him the Congress we, the people, deserve. And let's bring America home. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. He's a sponsor of the show, and we appreciate him so, so very much. And without Daniel, we wouldn't be here, and that's just the truth of it. You know, Daniel, I'm really kind of concerned about the election, and I know you are, too. And I kind of want you to just talk about that a little bit because the future of this nation, its energy, its productivity, all of it is hanging in the balance over this election. And it's not just the pandemic. It's what the left is wanting, the road they're wanting to take us down. I want you to kind of address that because I know you have some concerns as well. I believe our president's going to win, but I'm not so sure that I'm not going to quit fighting. I'm going to keep fighting for it and calling everyone out to vote. But I want you to kind of address that. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you. I have an op-ed that just went online on Real Clear, and it outlines a little bit into the future of what would happen if there was a Biden-Harris administration, and what would happen if we saw this fracking ban, and make no mistake about it, they want a fracking ban. They're saying it now because the polls are tight in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but for 2 years on the campaign trail, in private and in public, they have talked about a fracking ban. So I can't believe them now that they have conveniently changed their minds. But in this op-ed, I talk about what the future looks like with a dwindled energy supply and how it affects agriculture, manufacturing, jobs, transportation, right? We had in 2019, before, as President Trump would say, the China virus hit. In 2019, we had the largest ever retail, travel, hospitality, restaurant record economic success ever. More people took airplanes. More people traveled. More people ate out at restaurants. And the reason why is because energy makes everything inexpensive, right? Our food prices, the transportation of our food. If you're eating organic, Chilean sea bass at a restaurant in the middle of the country, like the great state of Missouri, that sea bass had to get there somehow, and it had to get there quickly at a price that you can afford. And maybe it was a $20 entree, and you're like, oof, this is more than I would normally spend, but boy, is it good. And the reason why is because it got there fast, and it got there fast because energy is abundant. So much is on the line of the things we eat. Our clothes get more expensive. And then the saddest part is what the real future looks like when we talk about foreign policy. You know, I was in home school when the first Gulf War broke out, and I leaves of the line, no blood for oil. I know that's a reductionist argument. We did not go to war for oil. But we did go to war for our lifestyle, because if America had no oil and gas, if we had no energy, we would have no economy, and we would have anarchy. We would have hunger. We would have misery. So we were protecting our interests. What will happen when we need to go back to the Middle East for oil and gas? What will happen when we have to go to Russia and Venezuela like we've done in the past? Or, as the Biden-Harris proposal is, we go green, and China, who makes 70% of the green technology and has 90% of the monopoly on the components of green technology, what will happen when China is? Are we giving up the Middle East overlords for a Chinese overlord? And when it's the year 2030... and Hurricane X comes through Houston and destroys a solar field, and we go to China and say, hey, we need replacement parts. What if the premier says no? What if he says, I'll send you replacement parts, but what do I get in return? And we grew up hearing about the Straits of Hormuz and battles in the Persian Gulf. Are we going to now have battles in the South China Sea? Tensions rising in the South China Sea as America and Chinese Navy forces. Of course we'll have them, because China's going to protect their interests, which is dominating America, just like Iran protected their interests when oil was $95 a barrel and they had a lot of surplus money. So we're creating enemies. Right? And I could go on, and I apologize. I'm grateful you gave me so much time to talk, but it's not just what we put in our gas in our car. It's not the price at the pump. It's not the price of a utility bill. Well, okay, my heating bill will go up a couple bucks. I can survive. It's so much bigger than that. It's bigger on the geopolitical stage. It's bigger on an economic and national security stage. And I don't know if everyone realizes how much is on the line if we start tinkering politically with our energy.
Well, you can go on all you want, because we need to know this. And I want the American people who are listening to understand. I don't understand anybody that's teetering and doesn't know who they're going to vote for just yet. And I want everybody to go to the polls and vote. But we've got to understand there is a lot at stake here. America will no longer be free and independent if we allow somebody like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to take over. Joe, they're already making plans on how to get him out of the presidency because he's incapable. They're already doing that. That's what the 25th Amendment search is all about. They know they're not going to get rid of Trump, but they're going to try and get rid of Biden pretty much right away. They know he can't do the job. He can't even do a speech, and it's sad. I can't even believe his family is doing that to him.
It's cruel.
That's abuse. It's cruel, and it's abuse, and it's demeaning. And I never liked his politics, but why would you take somebody and humiliate them like that?
Exactly, because that's how much they want power. And as Lindsey Graham said in the Kavanaugh hearings, when he was beet red and brimming with anger, he said, "Y'all want power so bad. I hope you never get it." They wanted power so bad over the Kennedy vacancy on the Supreme Court.
that they did that willingly, complicitly, gleefully to Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh,
who knows what they're going to start doing to Amy Coney Barrett, but look at what they'll do to Joe Biden. I don't think Brett Kavanaugh was an exception. They'll do it to anybody because power is very, very important to them. And the best indication of – this is an HR line, right? The best indication of future performance is past behavior. So the best way to determine what's going to happen in the future is to look at what people did in the past. And in the past, Joe Biden comfortably watched jobs go to China. He comfortably said a strong China is good for America. It's good for the world. Now we're supposed to believe he's going to stand up to China. When asked about the jobs we were losing, his boss, President Obama, said, well, what do you want me to do, wave a magic wand? These jobs, they're not coming back. We need to find new jobs. Now we suddenly believe he cares about manufacturing. Now he believes in the Rust Belt. Now he believes in America. Well, he has a legacy of not believing. He has a legacy in globalism. He has a legacy in building up China and building up other countries at our expense. And now he wants us to believe he's going to put America first? No. I can't believe that. I don't care how tight the race is. I don't care what rhetoric he uses or how glossy and shiny his videos are. The best indication of future action is past behavior, and his past behavior always puts the world ahead of America. And that's not the president I want. And not just Joe Biden and Barack Obama. No offense to them. George Bush and H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, not Ronald Reagan.
It was Herbert Walker that first gave that little speech that included the New World Order. And the New World Order cannot have America in the lead. It just can't. And that's why they have to tear us down. And it's sad, but it's true. And I hate saying it, but these politicians, they're past. You know, how long have they been there? I hope Maxine Waters loses. You see this guy that's running against her? I can't remember his name right now, but he has an amazing
wonderful
video
out.
I mean, it's just amazing. And he is a vet. I hear music. He's a vet, and there's somebody running against Pelosi, too, and I haven't heard much about that. But I think, this is what I think, in America, you've got to make it happen. Just Beth thinking it and having a good feeling isn't enough, because those good feelings kind of come and go as the news comes and goes. But I believe we're going to take the House, increase the Senate, and we're going to have President Donald Trump as president. And America will have 4 more years of prosperity. But then what? We cannot sit back and say, whew, that's over, because it's never over. It's never over there after the Republic. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
The following is not paid for or endorsed by any political candidate, party, or radio station.
Ladies, Democrats are counting on your votes, but you cannot count on the Democrats. Socialism pushed by our Democrats is an economic theory proven to fail, characterized by state government ownership of businesses, property, and services. The state is in charge of production and distribution of all goods. Social programs and services cannot be offered to you unless they take your dollars and your choices away. Education will not be free, it will be controlled. No school choice. Healthcare will not be free or affordable, it will be controlled. Defunding our local police, disarming citizens, letting prisoners go free is the true existential threat to your safety and your family. President Donald Trump is not the enemy of the Republic. He is the enemy of the political elites and the Democrats, socialists, and the globalists. November 3rd, vote against every Democrat from dog catcher to senator. Vote for President Donald Trump. Let's restore our republic and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, every Monday through Friday anyway. PowerTheFuture.com. I'm inviting you and encouraging you to visit his website. His op-ed that he just mentioned, we're going to put it on our Facebook page so you can find it easier. And, you know, Daniel, I appreciate all that you do so very much and what you do for us. For CSC Talk Radio, but what you're doing out there for America in general, and I just loved it when you sent me the picture of your sheep the other day. I'm sorry I told you they looked like goats, but the one kind of looked like a goat. I had to zoom in on him. But I showed my husband. He got a big kick out of it. He really liked it. And I said, yeah, he's getting into this. And we didn't know what else you were going to do because you do travel a lot. But goats can kind of, I mean, sheep can kind of take care of themselves as long as you keep the wolves away. But
exactly. Maybe I'll do a call-in show with you sometimes where I can take questions about being a new farmer and all the pitfalls and mistakes and everything I'm doing wrong. And it is fun figuring it out. I admire tremendously the men and women who do it for a living, where their finances depend on this, right? This is a hobby. I'm lucky enough to be able to do this for fun, because I've always wanted to try, but it's a little non-consequential. Of course, I don't want any of my animals to die. But boy, I am thinking if I made a mistake and this is the difference between a paycheck and not a paycheck, or food and not food, how much I admire the men and women who do this for a living, because it's hard.
It is. It's tough work, but they do love. They love what they do. It's not. It's a commercial. It's not a job. It's a way of life. You know, they're talking about the cowboy in with they're out there riding the with the cows and herding them in and get the horses, you know, going. It's a way of life. And it's okay to have a hobby because it's awesome. It's an awesome thing to learn about the animals. And wait till you watch some of them give birth. That ought to be fun. And it's just,
and I remember the very first time I was on your show, and you and I've said this many times, you were the very first radio show to have me on when I started this organization, and for that I will always be grateful to CSC Talk Radio and to you personally, as well as professionally. But the very first time I was on your show, I said I started this organization because the folks in rural America really were missing out from home benefits, right? They didn't have a lot of men and women in D.C. who were making decisions with their interests at heart. Not even sometimes their senators or their elected officials, right? They,
yeah, exactly.
And now that I live a little bit in rural America, I can totally see that. We lived at a time not long ago when people could say, well, my grandfather was a coal miner or my grandfather was a farmer. But we've moved to the city, we've become city folks or suburbanites, and we've forgotten about rural America. And we need it. Your show is the best voice for rural America. We need rural America. It's our food, our energy, our manufacturing, our soldiers, and our airmen, and our Marines, and our sailors are from rural America. And they need advocates like Stefan to see Talk Radio. So we are eternally grateful to you.
Well, I thank you for that, and I know that you, traveling around and visiting, you can understand, and that's why you've grown to really love rural America and want to be connected, and that the sheep and your dogs, and he's got 3 acres there, which he thinks isn't much, but I'm telling you, it's a lot to take care of, 3 acres. It's not hundreds of acres. You don't have to have the big tractor and all that, but 3 acres is a lot to take care of, and those sheep will help you. They'll help
they
keep
will.
It chewed down. You have to move them from
they
one
will.
Field to 1 acre to the other. But I don't know a whole lot about raising sheep. My husband raised hogs and cattle when I was on the farm with him. And you know, rural America, they're unique. They're unique and wonderful people. And D.C. looks down their nose at us. Yes,
yeah.
And D.C. looks down their nose at us. We don't even matter in the eyes of people like AOC and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. We don't even matter to them. And
no,
we think we
but
do
they
matter.
They will use the fruits of your labor, right? They will, but they need you for their food. They need you for their energy. They cannot live without you, but.
That's right.
You're absolutely right. They do look down upon rural America as less sophisticated and even a little bit less worthy of a voice or a seat at the table. Look at Joe Biden's recent comments about do the voters deserve to know? No, they don't. Why do they deserve to know what you think about poor packing? No, they don't deserve. When he was asked yesterday a statistic, 56% of Americans said they're better off today than 4 years ago, and the journalist asked, so why should those 56% of Americans vote for you? He said, well, then they shouldn't vote for me, right? He has disdain for these. He doesn't want democracy. He doesn't want the Democrat process. He just wants power. Just, I got to go through this charade of the election, but they don't want to do it. They just want power. They want you to shut up and listen to them.
Well, and I want to do a show just on, and maybe, you know, I was going to try and get Josh Hawley, and I'm still reaching out, but he's a little busy right now. He's just a little busy. He's preoccupied. To talk about the consequences of these changes that the Democrats are wanting to make with the Senate, with the adding of the states, with the packing of the court, adding on to the number of justices in the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And with the Electoral College. What do those mean? How are those significant? And I want to talk about it. I want to do a show. I'd probably do a show on just one of them. But I'd like to do a show on just all of them. And I know you've got a good grasp of that. And it's hard to explain, you know, with the Electoral College, how they're redistricting to make kind of go around that. And then the elections of the Senate. They want to make the Senate look like the House of Representatives. They've mentioned that. These differences would just completely crash our Constitution.
Absolutely. And I can help you try to find a good constitutional scholar who would be a wonderful guest. I have, you know, limited knowledge in this because I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a constitutional expert. But you're right. These are enormous structural changes made by a disgruntled and angry group of people who want absolute power. And if they can't get it legitimately, well, then they will just change the rules. It's the obnoxious kid on the playground whose parents are rich and buy him everything. And as soon as he starts losing the game, he just takes his bat and ball because it's his and he leaves. And that's it. You're not playing anymore because it's my game. And they don't
I want to see him lose big. I want to see him lose big.
They have to.
And that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. That's not the end. And I want my listeners to understand that. This fight has continued. There's always somebody around the corner wanting to take your rights away.
Yeah.
There's always somebody.
And in your great state of Missouri.
Go ahead.
In your great state of Missouri in 2018, you saw a wonderful example of that with Claire McCaskill, who had a little bit of disdain for the people of Missouri. She had disdain for the American process. She didn't feel like she needed to campaign against this rube 20 or 35-year-old attorney general. And I'm Claire. Exactly. And she lost by 8 or 9 points. It wasn't even close. Well,
we've been proud of him. We've been proud of him thus far. He's held his own. The music is going. We're out of time. Daniel, thank you. Thank you. I know.
On radio.
Thank you. God bless you for all that you do. And take care of those sheep and those dogs, and let's all bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free." Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.